Congress for Traditional Leaders, known as Controlesa, has criticized certain members of the Government of National Unity. And after accusing those particular men, I hope Khoshi will get to tell us exactly which members of the GNU are these, for undermining traditional leadership. He now joins live on the line. Khoshi, good evening and a warm welcome to Rise FM in 60 Minutes.
Thanks, leadership. Well, thanks for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. Obviously, I mean, the organization had previously raised some of the concerns that its members had been left out of the formation of the Government of National Unity and, you know, seeking a role within the GNU. Do you think that those concerns have been addressed?
Let me say, leadership, the concerns that we raised are still as they were. But what we are comfortable with is that we are meeting Minister Hlabisa tomorrow, who have been sent by the President to meet the chairpersons of provinces and even the National House and members of Controlesa. So in that meeting, that's where we're going to seriously look at issues that made us to have some reservations about the GNU. Because in the GNU, as you rightly said in your intro, there are some of the members who are participating there who are anti-royal institutions, who are against anything that must be done to traditional leadership. And some are even vocal in saying, if, for example, you give traditional leaders some tools of trade, they will say it's a weight of public money, so we're not supposed to get all those things. That's where we're having a concern at leadership.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, Khoshi, you know, prior to the GNU, there was an ANC-led government. Where do you see the role of traditional leadership in the current political epoch where we now have multiple parties that are forming a government?
It is a very good question, leadership, a very educated question. Indeed, as the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, we are still having these serious reservations about whatever is happening because, one, you remember that the section 211 to 212 in the Constitution, that's where we're only recognized. There are no functions, no powers. We had hoped that the new government will assist in making sure that our roles and functions are clarified, but it was not to be. Now, we are in this GNU. If, as you rightly said, the ANC, when they were still governing alone, having all the reasons to take decisions, they could do that. Now, we wonder what's going to happen now, because they are now working with some of those organizations who are anti-traditional leadership. It is a serious problem, leadership, but we are soldiering on, and we're not going to give up. But all we are saying is that we don't have any hope that our issues will be addressed now, because the policies of the ruling party will be packed. Now they will try to have some deals as to saying, let's do this, let's not do this. But we just hope one will be brave enough to say, Amakhosi, traditional leaders have been raising issues. It's high time that something be done about those issues that you raised, my leader.
Yeah. And Khoshi, what would be those? And I mean, I'm really curious. What would be, if you had the magic wand, what powers and role would you like to see the traditional leaders play in communities?
Leadership, let me start with the act that has been passed by Parliament now, the Traditional Courts Act. You remember, how long did we fight to have that act passed by Parliament? It took no less than 15 years while there. Legislation, some of them that are useless, came and passed, but this one was delayed unnecessarily. Now it is passed. Instead of having up regulations on how to implement this legislation, there are no regulations as we speak. And the President had signed this bill a long time ago, but there are no regulations. Secondly, we are looking at the role of traditional leadership. Any community, they will tell you that we are the people who are better placed to know who are those people who are deserving, who must get, for example, let's say, RDP houses, They must get the free electricity and water and so on. We are supposed to identify those people, but unfortunately, it's not to be. As an inkosi, sometimes you are just informed, if you are lucky, by this particular councillor who will say, Nondabezitha, I'm coming with a project like this and this and this. As an inkosi, you, if you are lucky, again, my leader, you'll be invited to go and cut a ribbon. Sometimes they'll call you to be part of the photo session. Then as an inkosi, sometimes you'll just come half. You are that year, don't even appear. And then they'll say, no, inkosi was part of this event. And we're saying, that is not enough. Look at all, we are called public office bearers. Public office bearers, it's where judges, magistrates, MPs, MPLs, councillors are supposed to be catered for. We are just office public, whatever the name is, public office bearers. But where it matters most, nothing is done for us. For example, I can serve in the provincial house or national house for 5 to 10 years or 15 years. When I leave as a member of the provincial house, you'll get nothing. Not even a gratia payment or a pension. Nothing. As I'm talking to you, my leader, many of the traditional leaders, they don't have even a mere medical aid. Nothing. And we are supposed to have some budget where we also do some projects in our communities. If they don't trust traditional leaders, why can't they deploy some officials to come and monitor and check as to whether the money that they've given us, we're using it for the purpose it meant for.
Yeah.
So those are the things, leadership, that we are supposed to do, but we're not doing them. And the community will end up saying, they'll ask a question, but what is the role of Amakhosi in this country? Because those functions and powers are taken away from us. But as I said earlier on, that we are not going to give up, we'll soldier on. But we know now it will be very difficult to implement these things because here is this GNU with some organizations who are Republicans who hate Amakhosi with passion, my leader.
But I mean, of course, amidst all the concerns, you have highly commended the Mpumalanga provincial government for the support they've given the traditional leadership. You know, you've mentioned that the traditional office here in the province received about an annual budget of about 350,000 rand to ensure that you do have the necessary funds to run the offices efficiently. In addition to that, you know, the children of traditional leaders in Mpumalanga receive financial assistance to pursue higher education after matric. I mean, one would say, Khoshi, you are, there's a lot of perks for that many South Africans do not get.
Leadership, what you are saying is in regard to Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is a shining star. The provincial government of Mpumalanga, they are really taking care of Amakhosi. Yes, there are some issues that they are still addressing, but we are satisfied that the Mpumalanga government is really playing the ball, not the man. And all what you are saying, I said it even last week Friday when I was invited to speak when they were handing over an office in Limpopo. I mentioned all those things, and I'm still saying we're very proud to belong to Mpumalanga. But you'll be surprised if I can take you to some other provinces. Can you imagine that some chairpersons of provincial houses, chairperson and deputy chairpersons, they don't have drivers? Members of the executive, they are not full-time. Can you imagine that they don't even have a grant to maintain their offices? Their staff is not paid. They are living on handouts. You can't believe it that we talk of tractors that were owning as traditional leaders in Mpumalanga. You can't say the same thing about other provinces. All of the government is giving us those cattle and so on. You can't see the same thing in all the provinces. Now, there are many that we can mention, my leader. The delegation of Limpopo House came to benchmark in Mpumalanga last week. They were shocked to see what's happening here in Mpumalanga. For example, in the house, our house, we've got a budget that will enable us to move up until the next financial year. But in our provinces, there is no budget. Their budget, can you imagine, the house must run with a meager something like 8 million for the whole year. While in Mpumalanga, we were talking of about 40 million that we were using to run our issues here. Now, speaking on behalf of Contra Lesser leadership, I am saying our national government is failing us. It's failing us in a very big way. It's only that in Mpumalanga, we're having leaders with a political will who know what we want, who are able to do this. And now, to add a chair on top, when the premier visits a traditional leader here in Mpumalanga, he's not going there empty-handed. He's leaving something behind, just to show a sign of respect.
Hmm.
But some politicians in the country, when they visit Inkosi, they don't even come to a royal house to say, Khoshi, don't be surprised, we are here, we're doing some project there, or we're going to address a meeting there. They don't even go to an Inkosi to, that's not to ask permission, just to make him aware that we are here. They're not doing it, but not with Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga leadership, they know what to do. And coming to me to say, Khoshi, we're here, they're not asking permission. They're just paying respect to say, don't be surprised we're here. I so wish all other politicians in other countries can do what Mpumalanga is doing. Hence, as Contra Lesser, we are saying shame to all those provinces who have traditional leaders, but they're treating them shabbily. That's my stand on behalf of Contra Lesser leadership.
And maybe, Khoshi, in closing, are we at liberty to name the particular party in the GNU that is against the support of traditional leaders?
Let's pay them for now, only this evening. Let's pay them until after the meeting tomorrow with the minister, Shavisa, to hear what he's saying about the issue that we raised. If they will come there as well with a prepared speech, not responding to our issues, I'm telling my leader, call me, I'll name and shame them publicly.
Khoshi, thank you so much for this evening.